I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bills radio color analyst Eric Wood joining me live this morning, presented by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? Well, Eric, Chiefs making news this week, joining the wide receiver sweepstakes, yesterday trading DeAndre Hopkins from the Titans. Bills fans probably know him best from catching that Hail Mary at the end of the Cardinals game against the Bills in 2020. Do you think he's still the same player he was a few years ago?
No, I don't think he's the same player as he was at the peak of his career, for sure. One of the best receivers in football. But, you know, I believe he still has some left in the tank. And with all the injuries that the Chiefs have faced at the receiver position this year, it's a nice move for them to go out and bring in a guy. But we'll see how quickly he can get acclimated to the offense. We saw Amari Cooper come in last week and make an immediate impact for the Bills. And so we know that it's possible to come in and make an impact early. So we'll see how it goes. But no, I don't think he's not the same player he was at the peak of his career.
We'll get to the Bills and even Amari Cooper in a minute. But I want to bring this up, too, since we're talking about other teams. Tua Tagovailoa is coming back, practicing, could even start possibly this weekend. What are you thinking about that decision? I mean, I know it's a personal decision for every player, but what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I had this conversation with Ryan Fitzpatrick on my Center on Buffalo podcast a few weeks ago. And look, it's hard to walk away when you're at the peak of your career, when you worked your whole life for something, and these head injuries are scary. And the more data that comes out about the repeated head injuries, the more scary it gets. But I respect his decision, and I'm sure they've done extensive research and talked to a lot of people on this matter. And so he made an informed decision that he felt was best for him and his family and ultimately his career. And so just hope that it all works out best for him coming back from another scary head injury that he faced against the Bills in week two.
Yeah. He just signed a $212 million deal this summer. Does that put pressure on someone to keep playing?
Not necessarily, because, you know, if he walked away at this time, it would be, you know, an injury causing it. I'm not sure he would earn all of the contract, but certainly some of it. But, you know, the lure of the money is part of the reason that some people play football. So does it have an impact? Potentially, but, you know, as much money as he's made at this point, and he still would get paid a good amount of that contract, I'm sure, if he became injury disqualified.
Yeah. As a player, was there ever a time where you wondered if it was all worth it, given the injury risk?
Well, I say fortunately for me, but it's just kind of how you look at it. You know, my career ended because of injury, and I didn't have the opportunity to come back and, you know, weigh the options of whether I wanted to continue playing with a spine injury at a dangerous spot in my neck. And so prior to that point, no, not really. And, you know, a lot of my injuries were, you know, lower body surgeries and whatnot. And so, you know, constantly I would just fight to come back and go through the rehab process again. But, you know, you get to that point, you play a game that you love for a living, you just feel like you're so blessed to be able to do it. And even when the injuries come, you feel like, okay, well, I'll get back on the field. Now, head injuries are a different ball game because, I mean, look, if I had, you know, if surely I'll have knee issues later in life that might come with knee replacements and whatnot, but to be able to live out my dream of playing professional football and all the experiences and the relationships and the memories, I would say those are worth it. Now, head injuries become a lot scarier because you're truly worried about quality of life later in life.
Oh, for sure. Well, let's get back to the Bills. Amari Cooper, Sunday, had a great game, even on a restricted workload. How hard is it to come in to a new team and have a great game like that?
Well, extremely difficult. I mean, there's so much practice and reps that it takes to get on the same page as a quarterback, to learn the system. Now, to his advantage, he'd been traded before midseason, so he's been through that process before, likely knows what it takes to be able on a short week to be able to get ready to play. Give a lot of credit to the coaching staff and, you know, getting him acclimated to the offense enough that he could go out there and perform like he did. And, you know, he had the early drop pass on the first third down of the game that would have gone for a first down and extended the drive. But he comes back from that and had a nice game, had a great touchdown catch and a few other good catches as well.
Rookies made a big difference, too. They've had a big impact. Running back Ray Davis especially, what has he brought, do you think, to the Bills' offense?
He brings a physicality. He's 5'9", 220 pounds. He's like a bowling ball out there, you know, bouncing off defenders. And he brings a little bit more physicality than James Cook brings to the running back position. I always felt like if you can have conflicting styles with your running backs, still run the same plays. You know, they both can run very similar plays. It just gives you a different change of pace back there that defenses have to prepare for. And I've been impressed with him, and they have a lot of trust in him. They'll even throw him out there in obvious pass situations where they know he's going to have to protect the most valuable asset in the organization in our quarterback. And so I've been very impressed with him. Another rookie in Keon Coleman, he's emerged as of late, especially goes for over 100 yards for the first time this season and first time in his career in the last game against the Titans. So the Bills have relied on more youth this year than they have in years past, and I believe those guys are just going to continue to get better and better as the season goes on and they gain more experience.
Terrell Bernard had a great game too, but also was injured twice. Are you worried about him this weekend?
Yeah, I am. Just with multiple injuries, you hope that he can be out there. He's our only captain on the defensive side of the ball, and he makes an impact when he's out there, whether it's his plays in the run game, as athletic he is in the pass game. He is one of the best linebackers in the NFL. So if you go out to Seattle and you don't have him on the field, that's a big loss for this defense.
Seahawks, we don't get to see very much. We understand they've got a pretty potent offense, but wide receiver DK Metcalf and running back Kenneth Walker didn't practice yesterday. Who should we be looking out for?
Yeah, I mean, DK could come back, but and so could Kenneth Walker and play this weekend. But, you know, Geno Smith, their quarterback, he's bounced around a little bit in his career, but he leads the league in passing yards per game right now. They have it rolling on offense right now, and Seattle's always a difficult place to play with the crowd noise and traveling across the country. And so the Bills have a number of challenges heading into this weekend.
Yeah, how about the Seattle defense?
You know, Seattle defense has played well at times this year. You know, you always think back to, you know, their Super Bowl run and how great their defense was. They don't have, you know, really any of those guys on their defense anymore. But this is a defense that has some playmakers on it, and they'll present some challenges for this Bills offense. And, you know, like I mentioned with the crowd noise, communication becomes vital when you're playing out in Seattle.
Well, thanks, Eric. We'll be listening to you and Chris Brown later on Sunday.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.